This is the Bates Bobcast, our weekly podcast about the week that was in Bates Athletics. My name is Aaron Morse, and this week we're reflecting on an outstanding season for Bates Field Hockey as they won the NESCAC for the first time and advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals for the second straight year. Plus, not one, not two, but three Bates cross-country runners are headed to the NCAA championships. And both basketball teams got off to strong starts. And with it being International Student Week, we chat with one of the most valuable members of the Bates football team, who doesn't even play. All that and more coming up on the Bates Bobcast. The Bates Field Hockey team hosted the NCAA Sweet 16 and Elite 8 this past weekend at Campus Avenue Field. On Saturday, the Bobcats defeated Amherst 1-0 on a goal from sophomore Elsa Copeland. With the win, they advanced to Sunday's NCAA quarterfinal, where they fell to Tufts 3-1, despite a goal from sophomore Caroline Nowak that cut an early 2-0 Tufts lead down to 1 in the first quarter. It was another terrific year for Bates as they finished 16-4, the most wins in one season in program history. And on Tuesday, the city of Lewiston honored the Bobcats as Mayor Carl Schelling delivered this proclamation.
We have a mayoral proclamation here recognizing and congratulating the Bates College women's field hockey team on their 2025 NESCAC championship. Whereas the Bates women's field hockey team have achieved a momentous victory by winning the 2025 New England Small College Athletic Conference Championship, and whereas under the exceptional leadership and guidance of head coach Danny Koga, assistant coach Kelly McManus, and assistant coach Ian Wagg, who were deservedly honored with the NESCAC Coaching Staff of the Year Award, and whereas this dedicated team achieved the most wins in a single season in the program's history, earning them a number 4 national ranking and culminating in the team's first ever NESCAC championship, a victory that has electrified the Bates community and the city of Lewiston, and whereas the following student athletes, through their countless hours of practice, unwavering commitment, and stellar performance on the field, have embodied the true spirit of teamwork, proudly representing Bates College and the city of Lewiston, we have, I'm going to do my best with names, okay? Ava Donahue, Sophie O'Sullivan, Elena Augusti, Alexa Queen, Summer Gordon, Rose Gordon, Molly Radian, Emma Queen, Caroline Nowak, Lucy Norris, Kathy Russell, Sierra Garrity, Allie a Pigeon, Lily Hogan, Haley Dwight, Sophie Julian, Amira Dillon, Elsa Copeland, Amy LaBelle, Brooke Molini Kohlenberg, Sophie Codoni, Bella Bigelow Evabushi, and Kaylee Jacobson. A huge round of applause for all the players. And whereas the Bobcats have not only raised a championship trophy, but have also elevated the spirit of our entire community, we celebrate their success as our own and extend our congratulations to the players, the coaching staff, and the entire Bates community for this achievement. And now, therefore, I, Carl L. Schelling, Mayor of the City of Lewiston, do hereby officially recognize and commend the Bates College women's field hockey team for the historic 2025 NESCAC championship victory. Congratulations.
The cross-country teams are sending three runners to this Saturday's NCAA Division III championships. Junior Leah White is one of them, as she placed an impressive third at last Saturday's NCAA East Regional and has led the Bobcats in every race this season. White certainly has the potential to become the women's cross-country team's ninth All-America runner, and she is our female Bobcat of the Week.
Well, Leah, third place at regionals for you individually. Kind of just take us through the race from your perspective. What was your strategy coming in? Kind of a course you're very familiar with.
Very familiar with this course. We raced on it for regionals freshman year and sophomore year. And that's where my PR is from last year. So going into this race with having already some success on that course was a big confidence boost. And then just this season has been really fantastic. So just a lot of good juju going into the meet. Place-wise, I knew where I had the potential to be. So going into the race, knowing that I had to start out in that first pack and just make moves with them was the thing that I was focused on the whole time. It's a really good viewing course because it's just 3 2K laps, and there's not many trees obstructing the different parts that people are running on. So many people were there cheering, which was really wonderful. And I'd say my only regret is not moving up with the two girls from MIT when they surged in that third lap, but that's something good to hold on to going into this coming Saturday.
Did you kind of know going in those two were going to be sort of neck and neck with you the whole time?
Yeah. So I knew the group of women who I was going to be up front with. I knew that MIT was not racing some of their top runners, but there were still some that were going to be in that front pack. I didn't know what specifically those women, like what their race plan was, but I did know that they were going to be up there.
Let's go back a little bit further, actually. I want to talk about your performance at NESCAX because that was a super fast race. It was like the fastest time any Bates woman has ever run at the NESCAX Championships. Obviously, courses differ and everything, but how would you compare that race to maybe this past weekend?
So I ran a relatively similar time this week compared to 2 weeks ago. I think this week I had a lot more confidence. Every meet, I've gained confidence just taking a little bit more time off every race. It felt like a bit more of a fight at NESCAX for sure. There were consistently women pushing me the whole race, but it wasn't really until the end of NESCAX that my legs were... I was concerned that on like the last few turns that my legs were going to give out, and I just... really had to focus on like disconnecting mind from body, and just like that whole race, I just was telling myself, all you have to do is run. Like, I think simplifying it this season has been really like a big part of my success is like, I think of like times when I have to like balance so many different things. And while racing is really nerve-wracking, there's so many people there that are supporting you and cheering you on. And just for like 20 something minutes, all you have to do is run. And if that's what you can just simplify it to, that's really helpful. So I was focusing on that. It was just kind of what I was telling myself all of NESCAX. And I didn't think that I was going to PR. The race went out a little bit slower than I thought it would. It was more like tactical, and I think I was focusing on that rather than, you know, how fast I felt we were going. So that also really helped.
Well, very exciting. Another return trip to Nationals for you, third straight year for you. Obviously went as a team as a first year, individually last year, individually this year. But tell me about what you're most looking forward to down to South Carolina. That's a new place, right?
Yeah, so definitely it'll be some warmer weather.
Right, that's true.
It has been here, but with that, I think you can let the change in conditions really impact you, or you can rise to the occasion and let that be something that impacts everyone else who you're racing. So I'm excited to switch it up. I know some of my teammates who live in that area are coming to support, and it's really special to get to go with Jack and Nathaniel, who have really fought to earn their spot at Nationals for their first time. So I'm just looking forward to kind of sitting back and kind of basking in all of the exciting moving parts that is the Nationals trip.
In terms of like your approach to, I guess, from a mental perspective, I mean, do you see this almost like a victory lap for a lot of hard work you've had throughout the year? Or you have certain goals that, hey, I want to place at this level?
Yeah. So I think this year going into Nationals, I have a different mindset than I have the first 2 years, freshman year going as a team. The mindset was just like, we've worked really hard and made it here. Let's have fun and celebrate that. And I remember being so excited. I think I got like 150th or like 151st. And I was like ecstatic with that. And then last year going individually, the buildup to getting there was so intense that when I was at Nationals, I felt like very unprepared and alone. And I ultimately ended up dropping out of that race, which was really, really tough. And I think part of this year has just been like rebuilding my confidence and feeling really strong and powerful racing. And this year, I know that I can be a top 40 runner at this race, which is all American. Mm-hmm. And what I'm focusing on and like the, what I'm going to be telling myself as I race is like, okay, like I know I can be top 40, but how high up in there can that be? And I think part of like setting that goal is definitely daunting. It's hard to set these big goals for yourself and like say those things out loud and share those goals with people. But ultimately that's what propels me forward in the sport.
Great. And as one of the team captains this year, I mean, obviously, I know it was a young team, right? There were a lot of first years who contributed a lot. What did you see from, you know, your teammates throughout the season kind of and what they were able to do?
Yeah, I'm so proud of this team this year. Just having conversations with individuals throughout the season and pre-race and post-race, it's really inspiring to see how much energy and just the intention that all of these women put into the sport. And just like being on a team with people who care so much about running, but ultimately like who care so much about you and just like those connections is what I found super special about this team. And it's so exciting to see people just continue to chip off their times or just be so excited with how they raced or push through a mental block. Like those are the moments that I find particularly special.
Great. Well, any other thoughts you wanted to share about regionals or we haven't got to talk about yet?
It was really high energy, awesome meet. With the championship races, there's always just so much like fun and movement and excitement in the air. And I think my favorite part was just kind of glancing over the psych on the lines of the race and hearing people cheering and screaming. Felt very supported.
Outstanding. Leah White, our female Bobcat of the Week. She is headed back to the NCAA Championships this Saturday down in South Carolina this year. Thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the men's cross-country team is sending two runners to Nationals with juniors Jack Crum and Nathaniel Aronson joining White this Saturday in South Carolina. Crum paced the Bobcats at last weekend's East Regional, placing 16th, with Aronson coming in 17th. And Jack Crum is our male Bobcat of the Week. Well, Jack, before you talk about your great season you've had, tell me a little bit about your background. Growing up, when did you start getting into, you know, running, maybe cross-country specifically?
Yeah, I didn't start running cross-country until my junior year of high school because I played soccer as a kid and growing up. But I've been a very, like, running-focused family for a while, I think. My dad ran in college, and we sort of, I mean, I've been running since I was a little kid, just on the soccer field mostly.
So that obviously that background of running a lot in soccer probably helped you with the transition to cross country?
Yeah, definitely.
What was the biggest transition to that sport? Because obviously it's a very different sport, even though there's a lot of running involved.
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, it helped me a lot just because, I mean, my strengths in soccer were my fitness and not my foot skills. So it was a good transition. I transitioned smoothly for sure, but I think it was sort of meant to be.
And then when you were looking at colleges, what made Bates the place for you coming from Vermont here?
So my sister went to Bowdoin, okay. And she's 1 year older than me. And so that's how I learned about the NESCAC. And then when I came on my visit, it was pretty stark how like kind people were here. It was strange. It was like people would say hi to me just like while I was walking around the campus. And it was different than any other NESCAC school or school in general that I visited. So that's why I chose Bates.
And then this year obviously has been a big year for you. What's kind of come together? I mean, looking at your place at regionals alone, that's, you know, 40 places higher than last year. You got all region. Tell me a little bit about what's been the key to the great season you've had here.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the sport is just staying consistent. And so throughout college, I've tried my best to stay consistent, and I think it's just now paying off. I mean, obviously I'm running more now than I was my freshman year, so I think that definitely has something to do with it, but just long-term consistency is what really shows.
So take us through the race there on Saturday. Obviously, you got 16th, as we mentioned, in a PR and an 8K for you. What were some key points to the race? What were things you really stood out to you, I guess?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that I ran well, and I think some of my teammates ran well, is that we sort of had like a mission to accomplish. It was like we really wanted to beat Colby, and unfortunately, we didn't accomplish that mission. But like, when I saw a Colby runner pass me, I knew like I want to go to nationals. Like that's the step that's going to get me there, is beating this guy. And so that was what helped me push myself throughout the race.
And then, I mean, you're getting the chance to go to nationals along with your teammate Nathaniel Arison. How cool is that to have, you know, a fellow teammate? That's rare, kind of, if you don't have the team going, that two individuals get to go.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'm stoked that he's coming with, and Leah's as well. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be awesome.
And then, I mean, in terms of, you know, you and Nathaniel, you've kind of been leading the team all year. What have you noticed from him? Because he's a junior just like yourself, and he had barely run cross country before this season, right?
Yeah. It was definitely a little bit of a shocker. I mean, a great shocker, obviously. Yeah. Like, I'm stoked that he's running so well. I think, like he said, you know, his goal was sort of to make the NESCAC team, but pretty early on, like I knew, and I think he knew, like, he was going to have a good season. And so I'm happy that we all get to go together.
And what do you know about this course down in South Carolina? I bet you've probably never been there.
No, I've never been to the state.
Yeah.
some friends have said that it's a difficult course. It's got some hills for sure, but I mean, I'm used to that at this point. So yeah, it's gonna be different weather. I think that's gonna be the biggest change, is that it's gonna be like 70 and humid, which is unlike here at this time of year.
Well, Leah said she was looking forward to the warm weather. Would you be on the same boat there, looking forward to it?
I don't know.
You like the cold?
I run better in the cold. Yeah. But it's okay. I'll make do for sure.
What are you looking forward to most about this experience? Because obviously, it's your first time going to this event.
Yeah, I think. I'm really excited just to get the experience and move forward into next year, and obviously perform at my best on the biggest stage that I can. But I think like next year we have some more big goals as a team. I mean, we're graduating Ross, who's our only senior, and so obviously we were I think one team away from making nationals this year, and that's a goal that is gonna continue into next year.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, what's it going to take, you think, you know, to make your senior season one where you all get to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing that it's always been. It's consistency, just getting the miles in every day. And I think we need that from our whole team, which is something that we have right now. And I think as our underclassmen develop, it's just going to come for us.
And then I know we have, after nationals, we'll have track season and everything. I know Nathaniel's going abroad. Are you going to still be around? Or
I will be here, yeah.
Gotcha. So what do you do? What's your main thing during track?
Man, that's a good question. I really like the mile, but yeah. I'm probably better at the 3K or like the 2 mile sort of event. So I run the mile and the 5K most of the time, and the 3K, of course.
What should we look out for down in South Carolina? What should we look out for in terms of you three down there individually?
Leah's going for All-American for sure. I think Nathaniel and I are gonna gun for it as best we can. I think Leah's got the best shot, though. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna give it our all, that's for sure.
Top 40, right?
Yeah, top 40 is All-American.
Okay, yeah, we'll look out for that. I know, yeah, Leah mentioned that's definitely a goal of hers, obviously, because she's had an incredible year as well. So. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, Jack, thank you so much for joining us on the Bobcast. Congrats again on your great showing there at Regionals. Congrats on going to NCAAs, and we'll keep track of how y'all do on Saturday there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The basketball teams are off to terrific starts, with the number 12 nationally ranked women's team starting the year Saturday with a 63-53 win over WPI. Senior captain Ava James set a new career high with 21 points in the victory, earning Maine Co-Player of the Week honors. Well, Ava, what a way to start the year for you. A career-high 21 points, 8 of 13 shooting against WPI. What was really clicking for you out there on the court? I mean, first game of the season and a really fast start.
Yeah, I mean, some days you just have those kind of days where your shots are falling, and my teammates did a really good job finding me on the perimeter. And, yeah, it was just overall a really fun game.
Well, speaking of shooting from the perimeter, your three-point shooting was obviously massively improved last year. Start off this season 3 of 6 there from long range. What's the process in practice? What are you working on, you know,
taking as many shots as possible? How's that kind of go?
Yeah, I think just shooting it confidently and just trusting all the work that I put in and definitely getting as many reps as I can, but just knowing that when I shoot it, thinking it's going to go in.
You're a senior now, but was last year, when did you really start kind of focusing on like, okay, my outside shot, I got to get that going. Is it something you started to emphasize more, or is it something that's kind of sort of came along naturally almost?
Yeah, I think it definitely came along naturally. I think that my shot, I've always worked really hard on it to get it to fall like regularly as I can. I think going back to my other answer, just shooting it confidently and thinking it's going to go in every time has just been a really prevalent thought to have during the season.
So you and Elsa are senior captains this year. What's that been like?
It's been a lot of fun, especially with this senior class. I think we have a lot of fun together and are really passionate about this team and know that we can accomplish really great things this season. And so leading with them has been a privilege, like not only the first 3 years, but especially this year with it being our last one.
Any extra responsibilities now, or what do you have to do kind of?
I think there's a little bit more responsibility trying to lead the team and doing the best we can to keep everyone motivated. And, we have a motto this year that's we say, do you be us? So kind of motivating everyone to find their role on the team and really emphasize what they're good at and knowing that, you can't do everything that someone else can do on the team. And so really honing in on what your skills are and, contributing what you can to the team for us to really succeed together.
Well, and Allison was mentioning how joy is a focus also. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think this was really one that the whole team liked. I think that we try to remind each other of that in practices and stuff like that to just kind of keep us loose and know that at the end of the day, it's just a game and that we love playing with each other. And so just always keeping that in the forefront of our play, I think really helps us succeed on the court.
And then, WPI, you got off to a really fast start. You outscored them 20-9 in the first quarter. They made a little bit of a run, cut it to about 3, I think, in the second half. Then you were able to pull away. What was the key to, answering that, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think this preseason, a big focus of ours has been on defense and really, trying to be as aggressive as we can on defense, and that when we do that, offense will come with it. And I think in the first half, when they made that little bit of a run, we kind of dropped back on our defensive abilities. And so coming out from halftime, we were like, okay, all of our focus is going into that. And I think that really helped us get the push that we needed to come back from that.
And then you graduate, obviously, one senior from last year's team, obviously an important one, certainly in A Rose, but a ton of returners. What's that dynamic been like having so much experience this year?
It's been a lot of fun. I think especially coming from 6 freshmen last year, it's been really cool seeing them all kind of step into their roles this year and be a lot more confident and have our chemistry grow. And obviously, Arrows was a really big part of our team offensively and defensively, but seeing people kind of fill that hole for us has been a really cool experience.
And you have 2 first years, one of whom who did play in the first game, Claire Gattani. What did you see from the rookie there?
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. I think that she really just gives it her all on both ends of the court and isn't afraid to make a mistake. And I think her defensive intensity really makes up for that Arrows gap that I was talking about earlier, which is really fun to see.
And it was cool to see the team get so fired up for our first points, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is that something that's like, about this team and really happy for other people when they have success like that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So looking at the schedule, we're talking here on Tuesday. You're going to be playing in a few hours up in Bangor at Huston. And then you get a bunch of home games in November. That's got to be exciting right off the bat here, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that alumni magic.
What are your thoughts on, the non-conference schedule and how you use it to prepare for the big NESCAC slate in January and February?
Yeah, I think we go into every single game as if we're playing Bowdoin or Colby or a NESCAC mm-hmm. team. And I think that will be a really big emphasis point this year especially, and just coming out as hard as we can because we know we have a target on our back with all these teams and they're going to bring their A game every single time. So we need to do the same.
Yeah, that number 12 preseason national ranking is a little bit of a target, right?
A little bit.
How do you guys kind of approach that? Because expectations can be a blessing and a curse, right?
Right, 100%. Yeah. I think that obviously we're super excited about it and we're excited that how we view ourselves is being recognized like nationally, but also, trying to stay humble about that and still bringing 100% every single time because we know that we're capable of doing so much and not letting that get to our head.
Great. Well, any other thoughts you wanted to share on the season opener, the win there over WPI the other day?
It was just a lot of fun. I think that we were honestly really excited to just play a different team that wasn't each other.
Right.
And yeah, it was great.
All right, Ava James, senior captain of the Bates women's basketball team. They're off to a 1-0 start. They play Huston here Tuesday evening. Career high 21 points. No turnovers for you either. That's obviously always very impressive. In a game high 34 minutes for the Bobcats. Thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcats. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of hardware, Bates men's basketball junior Babacar Pui is the Neds CAC Player of the Week and the main co-player of the week as well. Thanks to his huge first two games, it saw Pui shoot 14 of 21 from the floor in wins over Anna Maria and Plymouth State. He also grabbed a career-high 16 rebounds against the Panthers as the men's basketball team is 2-0 for the first time since the 2015-16 season. Well, Babacar, I mean, your first couple games of the new season, just take us through kind of your initial impressions of how the team played. Obviously, a couple wins for the Bobcats there.
Yes, sir. Coming into the season, I was pretty nervous. You know, I feel like we kind of finally hit our stride and we're able to, you know, reform the definition of what our team looks like, has looked like now compared to the past. I feel like we played well both games, you know, executing our offense, being able to share the ball. We had 5.5 scores in double digits first game. So, yeah, it was really good showing of what our team's capable of, and I feel like tomorrow's going to be a good chance to also show where we're able to go.
And for you personally, how about a career high in rebound, 16 there against Plymouth State? What allowed you to crash the glass so well?
Honestly, I was in the right spot a lot of the time, and I was really just aggressive with my rebounding. I feel like that's a spot where I've lacked in past years. So I feel like that's definitely a spot where I've wanted to improve my game, and I feel like yesterday was – The game against Plymouth State was a good chance for me to do that.
Great. And then, I mean, just a couple games like on a neutral court, sort of. I mean, you're looking forward to playing some home games here soon enough, I suppose, right?
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to UMass Dartmouth and USM coming up. Like, those would be definitely some good games. And, you know, I'm excited to be back in alumni. You know, it's a different feeling in there. It's not like other college gyms, you know, alumni special.
So tell me a little bit about the team this year. I mean, your captains are David Amasambo and Elliot Kravitz. You being now an upperclassman, how do you kind of see your role this year maybe compared to previous seasons?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different for me because I feel like in my basketball journey, I've always kind of been on like the back burner and trying to like support the guys and everything. But now that I'm an upperclassman, I'm kind of the one who's kind of got to, you know, like take the weight and like kind of do my part, you know, try to bring the team up. So that's been a good transition for me. I feel like I've been a more vocal leader this year. And with the captains, Elliot and David, they both also stepped into bigger roles, you know, holding the team accountable and, you know, just making sure that we're all on the same page, we're all communicating more effectively. And I feel like our connectivity as a team has also gotten a lot better. We're able to, you know, be a lot more honest with each other, get on each other about, like, certain things. So I feel like that's definitely been a big jump for our team this year.
And Coach Furbush in our preseason interview mentioned that obviously your ability to shoot the ball from the outside is something that makes things difficult for other teams to guard, right? How important is that three-point shooting for you? You were 3 of 7 to start the year. Not bad, over 42%.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a big part that opens up the game for me, you know. Get downhill, got to sell those pump fakes, be able to get the big men off their feet. So I feel like my shooting ability is something I got to stay consistent with. You know, I had some bad spurts last year with that, so hopefully this year I'll be able to, you know, stay consistent, not have any slumps, and, yeah, just stay in the gym, keep getting my shots up, and I feel like everything will be all right.
What do you think the key is for the team's success this year? Because I feel like you guys last year were really close to some breakthroughs, right? That Wesleyan game, yeah. Oh, my goodness, that Tufts game. I mean, tell me a little bit about what's the next step for the team as a whole.
Honestly, I feel like just staying level. That's something that we've always emphasized and always try to focus on, but just, you know, not worrying too much about, you know, the highs and the lows, but just staying in the same spot and bringing that consistent energy every day. You know, I feel like we talked about in our first day of practice this year, we said our first day of practice was, you know, almost levels better than our best practices last year. So I feel like the consistent level of competition that we've been bringing every day. And I feel like our baseline even, like, you know, I have Ben Leach pushing me every day in practice, you know, like he's a dog, you know, we got yeah. A freshman like coming at me, you know, trying to get their layups off on me, you know, which makes me a lot better. So I feel like our level of competition and our baseline of like what we accept as, you know, as good as a shot through the roof. And I feel like our ability to just stay composed and stay level in those tight games and those big situations is what's going to push us over the edge this year.
John was excited about you and Shawer possibly sharing the court more this year because you can, you know, stretch it out more and he'll be more in a low block. How much did that happen this past week?
We didn't get a chance.
Okay.
But definitely in the future. Just keep
an eye out.
Yeah.
Moving forward this year, you got a Husson game coming up on the road. They're always a tough team, right? That'll be a nice test.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't beat them in my career so far, okay. But I feel like that'll be a good. It'll be a good chance tomorrow to, you know, change that.
That's a motivating factor, right? I remember last year you talked to me about how, like, you'd been frustrated with the Bowdoin games, and you guys were able to sweep Bowdoin last year. So you have a similar mentality, kind of like, okay, Huston's gone. It's a couple years in a row here. It's now our time.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with the I had a go-ahead shot last year to take us to overtime, and I missed it twice.
Oh.
I might have been fouled, if I recall. That's just a little bit more extra motivation to come out of Bangor with a W.
Certainly, certainly. Well, any other thoughts you wanted to share on the opening weekend? Obviously, I mean, also, by the way, you're the NESCAC Player of the Week, so how does that feel?
Yes, sir. It feels good, honestly. Yeah. You know, I feel like I kind of got the league on notice. I feel like, you know, people know me, but I've always wanted that Player of the Week award just at least one time to just kind of let people know that I'm here. So it's great to get a first week, kind of have my presence be known. And, yeah, it feels good. I'm really glad I'm a junior here, and I'm really with it's really just really fun to play with my youngins every day, you know, Charlie Williams, Jamari, Chris Bianco, Theo, and Chris Camozzi. You know, I just love being around those guys every day. They push me to be better. They make me want to be like a better person, honestly, and just a better teammate and everything. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to my team. You know, shout out to everybody who's helped me get better. Shout out to the coaches, Coach Zach Caraviello, been helping put the program a lot. So, you know, shout out to everybody. And I'm just really takes a village to, you know, get the thing to work. So shout out to everybody. A lot of love for my guys.
Excellent. Babacar Pui, the NESCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Bates is at Huston Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. So about 30 minutes after this podcast gets emailed to everyone. And then also home opener is this Sunday, 1 p.m. UMass Dartmouth. So looking forward to that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For International Student Week, we chatted with Bates senior Sunmin Jung, who has served as the football team's manager during his time at Bates, even operating a drone during practices. And he also handles the book for basketball games at Alumni Gym. Jung wasn't very familiar with either sport before he came to Bates, but he since embraced both. Well, Sunmin, before we start talking about your work with the football and basketball teams, tell me a little bit about growing up in South Korea. How did you end up finding Bates? How did they get on your radar?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Anyang, South Korea. But when I was 4 years old, my family moved to Texas. We lived there for about 3 years. And ever since then, after my family came back to South Korea, I've always wanted to study in the U.S. And come back, and because I really enjoyed my time in Texas. And while I was searching for colleges, and I knew that I wanted to go to like a small college, my sister also went to a liberal arts college, so I kind of knew what that experience was like. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
And so in terms of football, how'd you get involved with the football program? What was your familiarity with the sport coming in?
Yeah, I played flag football in high school. Mm-hmm. I started to kind of watch football when I was in middle school, and then that kind of grew as I played flag football. So I wasn't like super technical in terms of like the X and the O's, but I was kind of interested in, and I think I posted like me, myself playing like flag football on social media, and then Parker ended up seeing that. And then he reached out to me, asked me if I wanted to like play football and what my plans were. And so I knew I wasn't athletic enough to play tackle football. but my plan was to play rugby my freshman year, like club rugby, and then get familiar with like the physical aspect and tackling of it, and then kind of walk on. But Parker suggested, why not just start off as a manager and see how that goes? So he texted Coach Coin. I reached out to Coach Coin as well. Well, it was right before preseason, so I knew he was really busy, so I didn't really expect to get the job right away. So he told me to show up to practice and see what we can do. And throughout the semester, I showed up to practice. It was really awkward at first because I didn't really know anyone other than Coach Coin and Parker. But after doing that for the whole semester, the coaching staff definitely noticed that and gave me the spot.
And Parker, who in Benningfield, obviously our punter, a fellow senior, how did you get to know him when you first got here?
After that first interaction on social media, and then seeing him on campus, and you know, he kind of invited me to the practice as well, and talking to him on the sideline during my freshman year, we got close, and Obviously, after joining a team, I got closer to him, get to know him, and, you know, help him with punting sometimes. So, yeah.
Nice. And you both have a background of being, you know, living some time in Texas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So as a team manager, what were your major responsibilities? I know you did a little bit of everything. I know you operated drones sometimes. You were up in the booth during games. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, my main responsibility is video operation. So I film practices. When I first started off my sophomore year, I did film games as well, but we had new other student managers to do that. So I mainly focus on filming practice using the drone and also uploading those films to our software and server so that coaches and players can review film. And other than that, during games, I would kind of oversee other student filmers just so that the video operation is smooth. And I'm in the booth just in case the coaches need me. I chart the plays and the down and distance so we can, you know, just copy and paste it into our software. Other than that, I think my other responsibility just so that the coaches focus on coaching and I just take care of the kind of little things that's also important.
And you've also got involved with the basketball program as well, keeping the book, I believe, for both teams. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So how'd that happen?
Well, I think it was sophomore year as well after football season. I was just like any other international students. I was staying on campus for Thanksgiving break. And I think Logan was looking for someone who could do the book. And I said, why not just do it? And I gave it a try. And it was, I didn't really know much about basketball. But as I was doing the book and watching more basketball, it became like very fun to do. So I kept doing it.
So you kind of learned about the sport as you went a little bit?
Yeah. So I didn't know how the book worked, how important it was until like some of the coaches like came up to me asking about how many timeouts they had left and the refs asking about that as well. So after that, I realized how important it was. I kind of took it seriously, but definitely learned the sports as I went on.
Great. And I mean, growing up in South Korea, with some time in Texas, but what are the biggest sports in South Korea?
Right now it's soccer and baseball. Mm-hmm. I used to watch a lot of soccer and baseball as growing up, but then as I got introduced to American football, I kind of, you know, spend more time in football, but those are the two main sports.
Gotcha. And then, you know, the experience of being an international student at Bates, what's that been like for you? Like, I mean, have you bonded with the other international students? How does that kind of go?
Yeah. I think Bates has like a lot of resources for international students, especially, I don't know if you know Dean Reese.
He's
a great, great resource, not just for Bates students in general, but especially for international students. So he also provides like platforms so that other internationals can bond with each other. And there's a lot of events and clubs for international students as well. And, you know, just having Dean Reese as a resource, I think it's been great.
So your 4 years with the football program, what's been the most memorable part of it, I guess?
Oh, wow. I think just the relationship I built with players and the coaches and learning a lot, especially kind of like the X's and O's, because that's not something you can learn without being from a team, you know. I think that's been like the biggest part. Like the best memory is, I think, the first win I had against Wesleyan. I think that was like the first ever win I've been part of. So, yeah, that's definitely the most memorable moment.
Yeah, you got to travel too with the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was that experience like going on the road and stuff?
It's definitely time consuming because depending on the opponents, but I think it's really fun because you get to kind of get away from academics and really focus on football. So I think and traveling with the boys, it's been fun.
Well, speaking of academics, what have you been studying here, Bates?
I'm an econ and math major, so yeah.
Is that something you wanted to do, you knew you wanted to do right away, kind of?
I think it took me a while to kind of figure that out. I think before Bates, I was thinking more into like biology or biochemistry. And then I had some time to study math kind of before Bates by myself. And through that, I knew I wanted to I fell in love with math. And then as I was kind of exploring through my freshman year, I kind of realized that I really want to do something quantitative. And I think economic department definitely provides those.
Great. And the drone operation, I want to go back to that. Where'd you learn to operate a drone? That must be a little tricky.
That was my first time flying a drone. so I didn't know how to fly a drone. I kind of learned it as we did it throughout the season. But I think having one year of experience definitely helped me this season. But there's always like unexpected things, whether it's the wind or it's the rain. So I think I have to adjust as we go on. But yeah.
Excellent. Then, I mean, you're a senior, right? So what was it like, you know, senior day, you know, being recognized and, you know, with the fellow seniors, and what's that group been like, you know, for you?
Yeah, I think it was the senior day was great. Just kind of celebrating the seniors and what they put in, you know, obviously Some of them were recruited by Coach Coyne and the coaching staff. Some of them not. But I think just, you know, they put in a lot of effort, and including myself, and kind of getting recognized by, you know, other seniors as well as the coaching staff was definitely great. And Coach Coyne was nice enough to walk with me on senior day.
You mentioned rugby, right, as a sport. Did you have a background in that?
No. That was also something that I was like, let's give it a try and see how it goes. But I hurt my shoulder twice playing rugby, so that kind of wasn't the best experience. But I really love just playing and watching the sports.
Gotcha. Great. And then as a senior, I got to ask you, you know, post Bates, what are your thoughts, you know, with graduation coming up in a few months, I suppose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out quick. Yeah. For now, I'm looking into like research assistant jobs for like a year or two, and then applying to grad school right after that. So we'll see how it goes.
Do you have any interest in continuing like along in, you know, football analysis, stuff like that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I want to go to grad school, because as an international student, it's not easy to kind of get sponsorship for visa. So I think ideally the best situation is go to like a different university, ideally that has a big football program. And then as I'm a student, I think it's easier to get hired from a football team for like a university than just as, you know, trying to just a graduate who's trying to find a job. So I think, and get an advanced degree. So I think that's the plan going forward.
That'd definitely be exciting. A grad assistant somewhere, maybe. That'd be a really cool opportunity. I guess any other thoughts you want to mention about your time as a Bobcat, you know, working with the athletic department, that you want to mention?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for everything that base football and just the athletic department as a whole can gave me. This memory will, you know, kind of last forever for me. It's the first step, so we'll see what happens in the future, but I think I'm in depth to Bates.
All right, Sungman, thank you so much for joining us on the Bobcast. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
The squash season gets underway this Saturday when the Bobcats visit Franklin and Marshall. New head coach Nadia Usenko gives us a full preview.
Well, Nadia, first of all, before we start talking about this year's squash teams, tell me a little bit about your background playing squash growing up. How did you first get into the sport?
Yeah, so I started when I was 9. Before that, I played tennis from 6 to 8. I didn't like the sport because I didn't like outside. It was too much sun for me. So then I chose indoor sports. I tried a lot of things like swimming, badminton, table tennis. Then in college, it's squash. My parents did play all kind of racket sports. And then when I played squash, I just fell in love with the pace and intensity. So that's how I started. I played my whole life in Ukraine. Then I traveled around to some European tournaments while junior. Started professional circuit when I was 14. And then after that, discovered that there is college squash in the U.S. While during one of my pro tournaments here, actually, it took place in UVA. And that's how I found out about college squash, applied, got to Trinity College. After graduation, I landed a job at Amherst College as assistant coach, spent there 3 seasons, and got my master's at the same time at Smith College in exercise and sports studies. And this opportunity opened up, and that's how I landed now here in Bates.
So I'm curious, because you were playing, you said, on professional circuit starting at 14 years old. So what was it like transitioning from that, where it's very individual, to where you're part of a team there at Trinity?
Yeah, so I think I always was looking to have as many exposure to other playing styles and people as possible, because there's not that many people who play squash in Ukraine, and especially juniors and even women in general. So I was very excited to learn more. And in Trinity, we're extremely like international team. We have people coming all over the place from Malaysia, Egypt, Mexico, other South American countries, and all over Asia as well. So that was very exciting for me. And even though, again, as you mentioned, squash is individual sport, once you get in practicing together, you just get into this flow that we are here for all for similar purpose. We were striving for national championship and beating Harvard, and that was our goal for all 4 years I was there, and Princeton as well. Okay. So that definitely united us and helped me get motivated to support my teammates and push them so they can push me.
Yeah, you mentioned how it's a very international team. That's a fair amount of squash teams, you know, are international, right? There's people from all over the world. How did your experience as an international student prepare you to kind of, you know, mentor our international students on the squash team here?
I think, again, even within the U.S. Players, we're all very different, coming all over the place again, not just New England area, but from California, Texas, Florida, again, in the U.S., all juniors have different backgrounds. Some are played high school squash, but a lot of didn't. So this is what similar experience international students have, that they also didn't play in any high school, middle school teams. So this is one thing. And similarly, explaining to them what the college squash means and how things are structured. Yeah, I do love working with, like, we have most of our international students on the women's side this year, and couple players in the men's side. But it's a less of a mentoring of international student getting into U.S., but more of a what college squash means. Oh. And that falls both for domestic and international students.
Gotcha, because, yeah, it's the first time many have been on a team before. Yeah, exactly. So what's the most important part about being a good teammate when it comes to squash?
Yeah, so remembering that you're not alone on that court, right? And that, yes, if, let's say, I don't feel my 100% every day, of course, like, no one does. So when you're struggling, let your teammate know so that you can lean on them. And once they are struggling, they can lean on you during the practices, making sure that, okay, I have my 70% today, I will give it all. Like yesterday, I know there was tough weekends for some people. There were exams, preparation for exams, quizzes, and stuff like that. But people pushed each other, and it was great practice yesterday.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about this year's team, starting with the, let's go start on the men's side. Just kind of who are your kind of leaders? Do you have captains on that side? Who are you looking to kind of lead the team this year?
Yeah, so we have three captains on both both men's and women's mm-hmm. sides. So with men, we have sophomore Dennis Walt, junior Gus Silverman, and senior Ashton Montero. So they've been doing an amazing job starting from summer, again, helping me transition again to learn the team. And we have a pretty young team. We have 7 freshmen this year. Mm-hmm. So really like a new page for base squash, quite literally, with the coach and stuff as well. And they've been in touch with everyone during summer and in preseason, and we met a couple of times, and they always ask good questions and have great insight on squash and what baits went like in the past. Again, we have senior, junior, and sophomores. So it's a great blend. And they've been leading the team and supporting each other and helping guide freshmen.
And then you said on the women's side, who are the leaders?
So we have also 3 captains. Yeah. It's sophomore Scarlett, Hine, junior Tia Bilimoria, and senior Asya Patel.
And Patel, I know, was abroad all of last year, right?
Correct, yes.
So how has she been getting back in the swing of things, sort of?
I think, again, like, we're more on a smaller side than most teams. Yeah. And because we're small, I feel like, more united, and you can spend more quality time with each of them as coaches and within the team as well. I was here during summer doing internship, and I was able to meet with her a couple of times, and she jumped right into it. She was very, like, of course, she had a great time during her junior year abroad, but she was very excited and looking forward to her senior year, and she has great goals for herself and for the team.
Great. So this weekend you're opening at Franklin Marshall. I know the men are also playing at Navy. Tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to see from the squad in their first, you know, matches of the year here.
Yeah, so I think we are having a great like opening with FNM. Men are on a stronger side. With women, we will be neck and neck. It will be a great match to see. But again, in the men's team, it's a great challenge. And getting into after that with Navy, also playing away. Long trip as well. So our longest trip. So again, great that we're doing it right now in November. And a great start for the mindset in general, and for us as coaches also to see people in playing mode and how we can help and support them. So definitely it's also a 5 court system, so meaning that we have 5 courts going at the same time. So normally it's 3 court systems, so we'll have 6 courts at the time. Mm. So yes, yeah, so a little bit we'll be able to cover more courts, which is great. After that, we're also looking for our Brown and Trinity match in December. It will be also a challenge because it's back-to-back, it's a doubleheader. But also, I couldn't think of a better start, like better opponents that we have for like this season.
But what's it like going up against your alma mater?
No, it's always nice to see. I like still know a lot of people there. Yeah. I just went to actually their home match, first home match this past weekend. They had they opened new 7 courts. Oh. They didn't have enough, apparently. So it's a great new center, and I was able like to see new people, new generation, and it's always nice to play Trinity.
Have the team set sort of any goals for this year, or is that not something you're big on?
No, we're definitely looking for NESCAC and qualifying and playing, establishing us as a strong competitor in the NESCAC scale, and definitely the team we have. So our nationals are divided for team nationals and then divisional nationals, and so you have top 12 teams going to national championship, and then subsequent 8 go to their division. So it's B, C, D, and I know, so the men's team barely missed out in their finals in the C division, lost to Chatham 5-4. Right. So it was a very close match, so we're definitely looking either claiming the title in C division this year or qualifying for B with the men's team, and for the women's team as well, similarly looking for C or B.
Any other thoughts you wanted to share in the upcoming season? You know, your first year as a head coach here, what are your impressions of, you know, maybe the assist experience as opposed to being an assistant previously?
I think here the support is amazing for both students and staff. I feel connected straight away, even though I came in summer and there was calm and not a lot of people, but but once the September hit and we started running the ground, it was amazing energy so far, and I really want to commend the team for what they went last season, and how strong mindset and spirit they had. And again, this feels like a very tight group, and people who were on the team last year, they bring this togetherness and the spirit into this year, and for which I'm extremely grateful. Makes my job easier.
Excellent. Nadia, thank you so much for joining us on the Bobcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The swimming and diving team started their season with a dual meet sweep of Wheaton, and they host Wesleyan this Saturday at Tarbell Pool. Make sure you check out GoBatesBobcats.com for all the latest Bates Athletics news as we wrap up fall sports this weekend with NCAAs for the cross-country teams and get into the thick of winter sports as well. And we'll catch you next time on the Bates Bobcast.